Cash fed cattle prices continued weaker on Wednesday. Heavier carcass weights are adding to the pressure of increased cattle slaughter. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 26th of May. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow to moderate on moderate demand in Nebraska through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices were $2 lower at $140 a hundredweight, and dress prices were generally $3 lower at $222 to $225. Elsewhere, trade was limited on light demand, with too few transactions to trend. Earlier in the week, live prices were a dollar lower in the Southern Plains at $137. Last week, live prices were $142 in Colorado and the Western Corn Belt, and dress prices in the Western Corn Belt were $223 to $227. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 72 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $262.93 a hundredweight. Select was $1.29 lower at $244.06. Feeder cattle futures eased an average of 33 cents higher, except for an average of 11 cents lower in two contracts, helped along by weaker corn futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 29 cents lower, except for an average of 34 cents higher in the back three contracts, struggling with lower cash prices and the likelihood seasonal beef prices are near the peak. Grain futures were under pressure Wednesday due to planting progress, the announcement from China that it will begin importing corn from Brazil, and Russia's announcement that it would allow grain exports from Ukraine in exchange for the easing of some current sanctions. Corn futures closed mostly 2 to 7 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 10 to 12 cents lower in old crop contracts, 1 to 4 cents lower through May 23, and then mostly a penny higher. Feeder weight cattle sold mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold mostly steady, with instances of $2 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded $2 to $5 higher. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold $3 to $6 lower on limited comparable offerings. There are 6,264 head on offer across both days. Steers weighing 800 to 850 sold $4 to $8 higher at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where there are 4,745 head on offer. Steers weighing 851 to 950 pounds sold steady to a dollar lower. Heifers weighing 800 to 850 sold mostly steady. Finally, steers weighing 550 to 975 pounds sold $4 to $8 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Lower undertones were noted for a narrow test of steers at 400 to 550 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 750 to 900 pounds sold steady to $2 higher and unevenly steady at lighter weights. There are 2,024 head on offer. Remember, you can get a Monday-to-Monday market summary and highlights in the weekly Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Wednesday, helped along by the release of FOMC minutes detailing domestic economic strength in the face of inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 191 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 37 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 170 points. Despite the difference in regional prices, all cattle feeding regions are expected to see lower prices as the market moves into summer, says Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments. He explains there will continue to be an ample supply of cattle for harvest the next few months, but there will soon come a time when market-ready supplies will dwindle and packers will have to compete for animals to hang on the rail. How quickly this situation presents itself, he says, is unknown, but it will be sooner rather than later. In the meantime, Griffith points out commercial beef production through the first 4 months of this year totaled 9.35 billion pounds, which was 1.1% more year over year. According to Griffith, the majority of the increase stems from increased beef cow slaughter, which is 15.5% higher year to date compared to last year, and is expected to remain elevated as drought continues to grip the western third of the United States. Griffith adds that increased heifer slaughter is also contributing to increased beef production, but the larger contributor is the heavier dressed weights. Heifer dressed weights are nearly 8 pounds heavier than a year ago, while steer dressed weights are running nearly 10 pounds heavier. Griffith explains increased beef production will pressure beef prices in the midst of high inflation. He adds consumers will be forced to make decisions about discretionary spending that they have not had to make in several years. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 26th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.